Yep.
We'll call the Manny City Council meeting to order. Everybody please rise for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, all. We have a public comment. I'm assuming, does everybody have on the agenda or just for information purposes? If not, now's your time. Move on to the agenda review. If there's any items to add.
Mayor and Council, only thing just want to add is that in front of you is the updated agenda from what was sent out from Friday and Monday. Few of the additions were the lawful gambling permit for the Hunt and Fish Club, and also there was the delinquency list has been added, as well as two items, one under Greg's for winter parking and another item under my report for December office hours.
Anything else? Council?
Move it for the agenda as amended.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the fire department report.
Did we do the consent agenda?
We did
the review and adoption.
Okay, hold back. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Now move on to the consent agenda.
And with the consent, one other thing also that was added was Resolution 2016-07, which is basically resolution that the county's drafting up to put together to get funding for Highway 212. I would assume that nobody here would be any objection to that.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
I got one more thing here. On this, if you'd like to report, Jeremy, I believe the date is wrong. Set off date, 2017.
Is it 16 yet?
No.
Okay, we will adjust that.
Okay.
Anything else? The motion is made and seconded.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Fire department report now.
Good evening.
We're just trying to get you here soon.
Appreciate it. I don't have much for tonight. Just, we have a new member, Matt Yells. Been through background checks. We approval from council to take him home.
Where's Matt at?
They're on 25. Is he parents?
Okay.
And he works at UFC, he's on a nice group and day.
Okay. Any discussion? Otherwise, we should make a motion to approve Matt Yells. Motion made and seconded to approve Matt Yells as a new member on the Hendrick Fire. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. With that, we just got a retirement letter for Brian Seward to be done at the end of the year, end of the month. So, bring that up for next meeting. Technically not done yet.
End of December here?
December 31st is the last day.
How many years he had?
26, 25, and 7 months. For officers in 2017, we brought it back to the fire department, and they just said there was one person running for every position, so that's what their wishes was. just to reiterate that, was Justin Buckenheim, 13, Hugh Buckenheim, 2, Chris Pets, 3, Greg Mockenheim, Captain 1, Steven Seaver, Captain 2, and Jason Hansen, Secretary. And with the new handbook and the new policies, it'll be 2-year terms. So for this year, Chief 1, Chief 3, Captain 2 are 2-year terms. Chief 2, Captain 1, and Secretary will be a 1-year term for this kind of information to offset.
Also, you got anything for the Chief Puppet team? I guess we got the next the bids yet.
Yeah, the bid this last month, you guys said you wanted to wait before you gave the okay to set up the times for everything. Something with the roof here. Just wondering if you have to go ahead and set up times for them to be sold.
Jeremy, you were the one kind of talking about that.
Yeah, we pretty much, I think, I've worked in the budget, getting the roof squared away. The other thing we discussed was using the monies from Community Center Edition Fund, which the budget there is. There's $16,000 in that fund. So some of the discussion we had in the budget meetings was to use that money for the improvements for the offices. I think what were we looking at? About around 8,000 somewhere near?
7,800, I think.
And then we would, since it's going to be a 2017 budget, that's something we want them to start in 2017.
The one that talked to us said we wouldn't start this year anyway.
Okay.
Everything would wait till that. But I'd like to get them lined up in January.
I think it was the original plan that we were talking about. Anyway.
Yep.
Well, I guess that'd be kind of the plan then.
Well, what we all do in training, man, like, you got some kind of plan or design or something?
Is it just desk and cabinets, carpet,
desk we have.
AC and heating unit?
And a window.
And a window.
Carpet, move some fans, radio. We presented last month.
A month ago. That's a month ago.
I don't remember. It was all 1 month.
Well, we're still within $700-$800 that we were talking about. So.
A thousand? Yeah, right. Originally, I think when we first, before we got estimates, we figured 10 to 12,000 would be used.
I guess the building inspector would probably want some kind of a diagram anyhow, too, wouldn't he?
I don't know if we'd need a permit. We're not doing well for the window. The window and the heating unit probably would require a permit.
From last month, I've written down radios, carpeting, HVAC, cabinets, window, electrical, fan, heating.
Thinking they were going to take care of it.
Right.
I guess if you want some kind of drawing, you can talk to the chief.
I can draw a picture.
Yeah, we can walk through it. haven't been for nothing.
Yeah, whatever. Well, maybe you should check it out, and you know.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see what's going on.
Well, you could just kind of give them an idea. That's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, we can throw up a time. You're okay.
Make it out.
So we ready to wrap them before we line something off, I think?
I think that's going to be hampered.
Okay, we'll call you.
Yes, you two figure out the date, but get yourself going.
Alright, I'm good with that. Yep, remember.
Anything else for Chief?
I think we should probably have a motion to approve the lowest bids.
How about the officers? You have to approve them?
We probably should approve that too. Yeah.
I guess the first item, we should have a motion to approve the officers for 2017.
Second.
Was it made and second to approve the officers for 2017? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And we had a motion to proceed with bids for the officers.
So moved.
Yeah, I would say to approve the lowest bids presented last meeting.
Sorry. Motion made and second to approve the lowest office bid as presented last meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else?
I just got one information on the ice rink. They set the boards up Saturday. The conditions have been really good for that. It's been flooding. I told Jeremy I'll let him know whenever it's good to go and I'm on the board. I would think by this weekend.
Should be nice.
Yesterday over four times. Many of the guys on a couple of years. It's freezing fast.
Yeah.
Well, I will let Jeremy know when it's right. Good to go.
Good.
Good. Alright, anything else? Otherwise, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Black.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I think I'm gonna go right to the projection screen. A couple of agenda items here tonight. I'd like to start off first with the industrial park concept layouts. And this is not the final layout by any means, nor the final presentation, but I had sent Jeremy some concepts and mailed them to him a few weeks ago, and just was looking for some feedback, and Jeremy and I thought it'd be a good idea for me just to check in with the council and show you these draft options before we get too far into this. We haven't prepared any cost estimates yet. This is just kind of the first run through. We want to get some feedback from the city council, the mayor, tonight, and take a look at things before we do go any further with the process. So I've got two drawings here. Both of them were included in the council packet. Hopefully you can see this okay. So just to kind of orientate yourself, north is to the top. Here we are at City Hall, the fire hall, right in this box down in the lower right-hand corner. So the property that we were looking at was directly west of the building here. And this is really our first run at laying out some roads and lots in that parcel of property. So you can see this gray line here that I'm kind of following along could be the proposed street route, if you will. We'd be coming off of County Road 50 here. We did account for two 1.5 acre lots just directly west of here in order to accommodate the lot size that Timberline was looking at for their project. Like we had said earlier, we wanted to try to interweave this plan with them. That being said, the lots do range from about an acre all the way up to 2.9 acres. Again, these aren't platted lots, these are just conceptual. If a large industry came into Hamburg, you could combine a bunch of these lots together and come up with a 6 or 7 acre parcel. On the other hand, if someone wanted a smaller lot, these could be further subdivided. But these were the general lot size that seemed to fit in here well. As far as access to the street itself, off of County Road 50, we would have one main access point. These two lots are directly adjacent to the community center here, or the fire hall, would have access directly off of 50. This 2-acre lot over in the lower left-hand corner, we would anticipate that they would have, their access would be directly off of this road here. So I know one of the concerns that we talked about earlier is how many access points do we have off the county road? In this scenario, it would be 2 at most. And depending on when this lot developed, there's a potential that this could also come off of the new road. So in that scenario, we'd only have 2 access points, one being this lot and the other being the main road. As far as connection points, what we're showing is a connection directly off the street here. So it would be a straight through connection. And then we are showing a future connection at some point on the north, very north edge of town. We're showing a stub here. You know, this is probably a 25-year plan, but if we go up 50 years, we want to plan for that and be able to grow further north. The western edge is where the ditch is. If development would be further west of that, we would envision probably another access point to the county road just because we're being a ways out. One of the advantages of this layout is it could be phased. You wouldn't have to build the entire industrial park at one point in time. You could build a portion of this road, terminate it in a temporary cul-de-sac. So you could have a temporary turnaround, build a couple blocks of it. Once you got to this point, we'd envision then the growth would be back here so that you'd have a loop connection, which would be good for fire safety. You'd have 2 access points into the industrial park. Again, as you go further north here, temporary cul-de-sac could be constructed to access several of these lots, and then the ultimate build-out would take you all the way to the north edge. So this is focuses just on the streets and the layouts, and we did take a preliminary look at how it would be served from a sewer water storm sewer standpoint. So these are the underground piping systems. The water main is shown in blue with the little hash marks. That's the water main system. Sanitary sewer is shown in green with the arrows. And then the storm sewer are these purple lines with the circles and the squares. Squares are the catch basins and circles are the manholes. So again, this is just a preliminary layout. As we've talked before, the general lay of the land is that it drains from east to west. We do have the contours on here that we got from the county LIDAR system. So we do have some elevation information. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and Carver County will require stormwater management as part of an industrial park expansion like this. These smaller blue shaded areas, a little bit hard to see up on the screen here, but you can see these smaller blue shaded areas are the pre-treatment basins that are required. These are, sometimes they're just swales, they're very small, they're low-lying depressions, and it's a water quality feature. That's the component that filters out the sand and the grit and those types of things from the stormwater. Pre-treatment would be required on each individual lot, so you can see those at each individual location. This lot right here would be dedicated for a stormwater pond that would be a rate control pond. Carver County will require that the amount of stormwater currently leaving the site does not increase once we start paving it and building buildings. So the stormwater pond would pull that excess water and release it at a flow rate. Very similar to what you see in other development areas throughout the state. Those would be the stormwater ponds. So generally speaking, you can see some stormwater piping systems within the street. You've got one along the back lot line here. Everything drains into this particular stormwater pond and then all into the ditch. From the water main standpoint, we're showing connecting the water main again. Just in the southwest corner of the lot here, extending that water main up through the street system. Well, we would propose to loop the system back over to the water main connection at this intersection. As far as sanitary sewer goes, the two sanitary manholes that are closest to the industrial park, this one is only about 5 feet deep. It's a very shallow manhole. The manhole up in the northwest, northeast corner of the property here is about 7.5 feet deep. So the sanitary sewer system in this part of town is not deep enough to serve any of these lots. So the city would need to install a lift station or a pump station in order to serve these lots of sanitary sewer. The only exception would be this first lot here. We believe there's enough depth there. If this was a slab on grade building without a basement, that lot could be served with sanitary sewer. Once we get down closer to the ditch, there's just too much of an elevation change. So what we're showing is at some point in the future, a pump station would be constructed here. The sewage from all of these lots would come to this pump station and a force main would pump it back up into the sanitary sewer system. Right now we're showing this force main connecting to this manhole. We've got some concerns that it's such a shallow manhole. We're not so sure we want to introduce a lot of industrial sewage into just a real shallow manhole. So depending on where this goes from here, we may look at introducing that into either a manhole here or up here. Maybe a better option from this standpoint. So like I mentioned, this is preliminary. We wanted to show it to the council, get some feedback. If not tonight, if you want to ponder on this a little bit, get some comments back to Jeremy as far as what you think of the general layout. We haven't done any cost estimates on the infrastructure because we want to get some input from you in case there's changes so we can do one final cost estimate.
When you do that, Justin, is it possible to kind of focus on two things with them cost estimates? You know, the main first focus being on them two lots,
yep,
where Timberwolves kind of, you know, so we can, you know, if that's a go, we can get going on that.
Absolutely.
And just kind of give a council an update. I did talk to Brian today, and right now he's just in negotiations. He does want to move forward. He does want to stay in Hamburg, but he's in negotiations on the price of the lot right now. So that's kind of the holdup right now, negotiating with Mr. Dahman on the, you know, the acquisition of the property there. So what I'd like to see is if we can do one main focus on getting them two lots in. And so we can see what that's going to cost us just by doing them two lots.
Absolutely.
And then having a, you know, that be an A and then B being, you know, the rest of it, what we're looking at, total proposed cost.
And we could break the cost estimate into phases too. I talked about maybe a couple of phases. We could do that for the council. So, because obviously this probably won't go all in one piece. So we'll construct it in pieces.
Those two lots go for the timber line. Is that part of what after we put in?
No. Would not. We structured it so that this road would not have to be constructed until after these two lots are developed. That would be the next phase of the project.
Then when you do that, Justin, will you have something showing the topography and elevations?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Make sure they all get it.
Do you think with them two properties for Timberline where they're proposing to build, is he most likely going to have to do a grading plan?
Yes.
For us?
Yes. I think the county will require it.
Okay.
Especially if both of them are developed. We're well over that acre threshold, and I believe the county will want to see it, and I think it's just good practice for the city to review it. And again, this lot, from what we've determined, would be able to be served with sanitary sewer, gravity sanitary sewer. Anything on further west of there, including this lot, would need some type of pump or lift station.
I see. You've got existing, connect existing sanitary sewer that goes down to the middle of that next lot. And this thing is very downhill.
Yes, that's a proposed line, and
it looks like that next lot could be sort of good.
Right, and it can't. I can tell you that.
Oh, so it would end there.
Yeah, it would have to end there. Yeah, so it's a little misleading. That line can stop a little bit short there. Good question. Yeah, that's a good place to stop. So I know stating the obvious, for these streets, we would need some right-of-way purchased, but I think that can be said of the whole parcel. The city has no many of the land, so I know we're going through in front of some houses or adjacent to some houses with closed streets. The city doesn't own that land, and you can purchase it, but like I said, like can be said for the whole parcel here. So, planning document, I guess with that, I've been doing a lot of talking. If there are any other questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
What's that in that 2.3 acres? What is that little spot there?
Right there? Yeah. I think that is just something that my computer showed there as well. Editing tool. See if I can make it go away. Oh, it's something with my computer.
Oh. I thought it was a pumper or something. Or
no.
Okay.
Wait it out.
Justin, where you have the pond there?
Yes.
Just, you know, from a phase standpoint, you know, if we use the 3 acres that we're currently talking about expansion in phase one, and then obviously phase two would include a road, would it make sense to move that pond to the north? Yeah, to the north, to the next area, or is that just because of topography that's where you needed it to be?
That was the lowest spot. Yeah. We just picked the lowest point.
We discussed that, and that's topography-wise, that's the best spot to put it.
If we put the pond here, it'd be the least amount of digging. Quite frankly, there's not too terribly much elevation difference between here and here. We could take a look at that. In fact, I'll review that, Chris, and see if it makes sense to move it one more. Or I think I see what you're saying. You can get one more lot out of the next phase by moving it.
Right.
Yeah. But this is the lowest spot. Might be a little bit more cost to move it up there, but I'll make note of that and we can take a look.
Or if the pond ran more north and south, I don't know if that would make a difference or not.
We did take a look at that, putting more of a linear pond in along the ditch. What we ran into then is we need to pipe the water further. So we maybe gain a little bit more lot space, but we have more storm sewer piping, which would have cost the project. Well, I guess next steps moving ahead from tonight, I'll wait to hear from you, Jeremy, as far as if there are any other comments. Otherwise, what we would do is make some minor edits to this, and then move forward with a cost estimate and start to develop the report phase, and then bring back a report to the council showing the costs and the mapping and the infrastructure and phasing plan, and then we have a working document. In the meantime, continue to work with Timberline.
Yeah, so with Timberline, what do you think we need besides grading plan and site plan? You think we need anything else?
That would pretty well cover it. Grading plan and site plan, I think, would cover it, and then we'd work with Tony again and make sure that we're checking all the boxes when they're okay.
That's good.
Touch on the water tower and stuff?
Yep.
As far as the water tower goes, this has kind of been a standing item for the city of Hamburg. Your water tower has reached a point where it's nearing the end of its design life. And we did do a water tower inspection on the tower, and we'll be forwarding some inspection information to you. You haven't already received it, Jeremy. We'll get that to the council too. Mm-hmm. Jeremy wanted to look into grants and take a look at what might be available. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of funding available for water towers. There's a couple of typical sources that we look towards. USDA Rural Development is a funding source that you may have heard of before. Unfortunately, the city of Hamburg isn't eligible for that type of funding. Your median household income is just too high for USDA funding. The other funding source that we've used in the past is the PFA, Public Facilities Authority, the Drinking Water Revolving Fund. That particular funding source, the city would be applicable. Unfortunately, it's only a loan program. There's no grants associated with it. So you may be eligible for a loan for solar.
Would there be anything, because I remember when we went through this before, Justin, do you know, would there be anything for any type of grants available due to what we're charging rate-wise?
No, that's where USDA usually outshines the other performer, the other grant opportunities.
Because, you know, our rates are up there.
Right. You know, the other option that I'll throw out there is design-build. And SEH does have design-build services where we would work with the city to finance the project, help you finance the project, build the tower, and then the city would reimburse us through funding scenario. So that's something we can look at too. So we've been working with different cities on that process.
You mean like a bonding type situation?
It would be more like our design build division would front the entire cost of the project, and it would be a loan to the city. And then the city would just pay off that loan through your revenue funds. Now, the only sticking point there is I know Jeremy and I have talked from a debt levy standpoint, you're pretty backlogged at least through 2023. So we'd want to, even with that scenario, we'd want to sit down with your financial advisor and say, okay, if we did a design build project where SEH design build funded the cost, the city paid it back, what does that look like from your debt levy standpoint? It may not be that much better of a scenario from a bonding standpoint. But I think, you know, the kind of the over-encompassing thought maybe for this evening is just to keep our eyes and ears open, see if there's any funding possibilities, whether it's at the state level, federal level, or even, you know, the state of Minnesota has a $1.2 billion surplus. Maybe there's some things we can do through the state legislature with a bonding bill request. Not making any promises, but I'm just leaving all options on the table. So my message for tonight is, you know, we're aware of the problem, the issue. It's something that, you know, isn't an emergency right now, but I think it needs to stay on the city's radar, and especially as we move into the next couple of years here, continue to plan for it.
Even like what you just said, is an emergency, isn't there a grant for that?
If it gets to that point, it would probably be some type of funding we could find. But it's not at that point.
But being at the last inspection, I know there was some issues that had come up about that thing. I mean, it's on the spot. We're going to do something quick here.
Right. Again, just standing here tonight, I don't have any silver bullets, but we'll keep on it. So that's all I have for you tonight on the water tower. The next agenda item, the I&I abatement, I brought with a map. And this is not in your council packet because I had to do some digging to find it. And I just found it this afternoon. This map is from 2004. So it's about 12 years old. There's some color coding here, and I'm gonna let you know what the text says. The purple areas are inspections done by Infotech, and the green areas are inspections done by SEH. So this was part of the city's I&I program that was done about a dozen years ago. And you can see the concentration of the inspections were done right in the heart of the city. I know Jeremy has talked to me about maybe moving forward with the next phase of inspections as part of the long-term I&I abatement. And the likely area for inspections would be to move into this next neighborhood directly east and canvas those homes. So that's something that we can assist you with. This area here, we had a door-to-door inspection where we had someone go into the home, down into the basement, do a televising of the service to see if there's any foundation drain connections to the service line that should be disconnected, and then just an inspection system. I know you're doing the sump pump inspections now as part of that, but it'd be included as part of the inspections. So, tonight, more informational, just to talk about what that next phase would be. If this is something that we want to move forward with, We could get you a proposal for the cost to do inspections on a per home basis, or it might be easier to identify an area and come up with an overall plan and then move forward with that. And then there's a whole process there where we work closely with the city to contact the homeowners, schedule an appointment, make the inspection, do a log, and then develop a plan from there based on what we're seeing. From my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, a lot of flow is coming into the system right in this line here. Is that kind of what we're seeing right now? So this line is a direct connection to this neighborhood. That's where we're seeing higher flows. So we want to go upstream of there and do the inspections.
I don't know, but I think it's time.
Yep.
So I can work with you, Jeremy, on identifying an area. We can put together a cost, and I'll bring that back to the city council for your approval along with the schedule, and we can start that process. And probably your next council meeting is in January. Is that an organizational meeting? Would it be better to come back in February? Or I guess it's up to you.
Either or would work.
Okay. I'll stay in touch with you, Jeremy, and we'll come back here in the next month or two and kick this thing off.
Sounds good.
That's all I had for tonight, unless there's any other questions that you had for me. Otherwise, thanks for your attention. I appreciate it. And we'll see you again. And have a Merry Christmas. And
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll deviate from the agenda a little bit. Baseball club?
We just,
step up here when you're set out. And
this comes for, as you sent, approved the gambling permit for the 52 club that we have every year, but we like to come at least once a year and just give you a little update on what's going on up there. As most of you probably know, we're heading into a state tournament this year where I don't know of any town this size that's going to be holding its fifth state amateur baseball tournament, so that's something to be proud of in this community. A lot of work has been done. We were blessed with a nice fall this year, so a lot of work got done. If you had a chance to drive by or whatever, but with some club members and then some very dedicated residents, we were able to get a good start on the bleacher project there. We're working with Jeremy as we complete those to get them inspected so that everything's good to go by the time we want to use them. Other than that, one item of note that you might want to write down is June 9th. There's going to be a park inspection by the State Amateur Baseball Board. And we're going to have a game there that night because we want to have people in the park. So whether it's a league game or we schedule an exhibition game, we want to have some people there, and we'd like the council to come. We'll comp that deal. We just want some people in the park, and if any of you want a chance to meet some of those folks that will be there, that would be a good opportunity to do that. So, but we want to have the place looking nice, so we're hoping that, as in the past, you guys have worked with us with water as we need it. I tell people that by next August, we want that place looking like a brand new car, and if you, sometimes if you got a brand new car, you need to wash it if you need it. So if we need some water to keep everything green, we're hoping that. And we like to be very mindful of the water usage. When it doesn't need it, it don't need it. So, but other than that, we've got some other projects that we're looking to do to just update the facility a little bit. We're looking at doing a new sound system down there, and the sign on the front of the grandstand that says Home of the Hawks is starting to get a little tired, so we're looking into maybe some less maintenance options to update that and get that thing looking nice. But overall, things are going good. Mel, anything else to add? We'll just get going and heads up about that. Oh, I think Chris Donovan has talked to Jeremy about reserving those other fields down at the softball park for the days of the tournament. We do batting practice and things like that down there, so as we have in the past. So, but I think he's got those dates.
Yep, we got them all locked in.
But otherwise, any of you feel free to come down anytime this summer, take a look around. I know some of you already do, so But it's an exciting time, and hopefully the weather cooperates and we get the right teams, because I'll tell you, the tournament this past year was up in Hutch Vassal, and they did not have great weather, but they had the most attendance this last year since the record year when it was held here in Hamburg in 1998. So, if you have good weather and good teams in the tournament in this area, it draws people. It really does.
Well, good.
So, any questions for us? Otherwise, thank you. And
well, thanks for the update.
We'll maybe keep you posted as we get closer to the date this summer, too, you know, if there's anything that we can work together on or something like that. So.
I'll take back to the baseball club that I think myself and council members, we appreciate everything you guys do down there.
Yeah, it's top notch down there. So.
Yeah. And some of those old boards that they talked about before from the grandstand, from the bleachers, went down there to make an ice skating rink. So.
Yeah.
That was a good use of that. Too.
Repurpose.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. We'll move on to number 9. 2017 final tax levy and final budget set on the bill.
Yeah, so you have a new budget in front of you. Also, as I go through these items and council discusses this, it is open to public comment. This is basically your truth in taxation hearing. So if anyone has any comments, concerns, or questions, as we go through the budget, please feel free to address them. So basically what I wanted to do is just go through the budget here quickly. We've kind of been meeting over the past, you know, 3-4 months going over this. And some of the changes I made from when we last met and discussed is, one of the things I've noticed is on page 4, line item number 59, so basically the council wages, we've had 8,700 in there. They've roughly been averaging about $9,300 to $9,500 for the past few years. A lot of that really kind of this year, you know, in the last year due to a few extra meetings, but main reason due to a couple years ago raising the special meeting fee from $25 to $50. So I made some adjustments there. Auditing fees, I increased a little bit there to $18,450. That due to new Gadsby rules, which we ran into last year with the relief association requirements, with the city picking up those costs. So, the other thing on line item 93, so basically there, that's the general government buildings. So what I did is what we kind of talked about was using surplus monies. So we had in this year's budget $37,000 set aside for future capital purchases, which mainly was for the city shop. We're looking at about $22,000 of that for doing the shop next year, basically the digging up and the waterproofing of the city shop. So that left us with $15,000 extra in those money. So I took that money, transferred it in, dedicated that to the community center roof repairs here. So now we have $31,000 budgeted for community center roof repairs. And then also what we had discussed, and it's kind of goes with the fee schedule here, but we discussed it, I think, earlier in the year about fire department wages, increasing the fire department wages. So that's on the fee schedule. That's built into the budget here. What is on the fee schedule? I believe it was roughly like a $200 increase for the officers. The other thing we discussed, obviously, to back up a bit, LGA is not included in the budget, which we've discussed using for future capital purchases. We took $10,000 out of the budget on line item number 147 on page 5. So we took that $10,000 out, and we'll be using LGA monies for any street repairs as we have in probably, what, past three, four years? So just kind of looking at the general fund, breaking it down, what I did is I set the budget to show where the council, where we'd be at with a 5% increase, and we can work with this as we go along here. So right now we're looking at about a 5% increase, leaving us with a net loss of about $8,000, $8,066. We received $7,900 in an insurance refund, which wasn't budgeted for. And also looking at probably about $15,000 to $20,000 surplus on top of that. So there are some monies from 16, you know, barring no major issues here, from now till the end of the year, and even the beginning of next year. So we're looking at having, you know, a surplus of around at least $23,000 for the year. So, in what we had budgeted last year, it was a 50, if you see there on line 206, you know, we roughly had $15,000 of a surplus budgeted for 2016 budget. So it would be, I'd be comfortable with, as long as the council wanted to go with it, would be, you know, we'd run a net loss of $8,000, but basically we'd be borrowing money from 16 over to 17. And that would be a 5% proposed increase. The other items to look at are the wish list items that we've discussed over the last few meetings. Otherwise, I think we've kind of covered all the items we've discussed, whatever we had from the last budget meetings is in there. I've discussed the changes as far as the general fund is concerned.
So we've got pretty much everything in there that we accounted for.
Yeah, at the last budget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that $8,900 loss, that'll just come over from 2016.
Correct.
So it's not, it's just going to show on paper, but we'll get it. Council, any questions?
And then the only real other thing I want to show the council is one of the last pages. I apologize, I don't have a number on it, but it's the second to last page. It kind of shows the breakdown of the 2000 water utility rates. So if you look at that, you can see on the very bottom there, the last three line items, projected expenses, and then also you can go to the, where it says 2006 revenues, and you can see it bold, total water, total sewer, total storm. So you can see with a 2.85% increase to the water rates, which would be the base and per thousand, we'd have income of about 160, 290. We have expenses of 160, 270. If you look at the sewer revenues, roughly around 69,800. Projected sewer expenses, 68,462. Now, if we were to look at doing and continuing the I&I program, I would take that out of reserves, out of the sewer fund. The sewer is very healthy. It's actually probably our healthiest fund. You know, we have probably a cash flow of $200,000 in there. So, so not proposing any increase to sewer. Stormwater, you can see revenues of roughly almost 77,000, expenses of 75,000. So basically what I'd be looking there is, you know, projecting, if we go with the 2.85% increase, it's a $2 per month increase on your water, sewer, stormwater utility bill.
That's 5,000 gallons.
That's on an average consumption of 5,000, correct. So if you use less water, it'll be a little less. If you use more water, it'll be a little more. You know, that's for the water tower. So that's kind of an in-out last couple of years here. So we're basically taking that money, collecting it, water fund, transferring it to reserves, and earmarking it for water tower. So from all the meetings we've had, that's kind of the update. Also, I've added a page in there so you can see where we are for our special revenue funds. Gives you a breakdown, the balances of that. And then, of course, the last page is just the items to consider. Far right column, 2017 budget, that shows items that are in the budget that has a number.
Also, a lot of numbers.
So, and then just kind of to give an explanation, you know, we took that 10 grand out. We have our projected LGA. Let me grab that number here. Projected LGA for 2017 is $75,528. If we receive those monies, then roughly right now about 10,000 of that will come out. You know, to do crack sealing, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, that still leaves us with 65,528 that we would be putting towards or replenishing, you know, either special revenue funds or putting it towards future capital improvements. Reason why we do that, some may ask, well, you could lower the taxes. Well, the problem is we have street projects coming down the line. And we're talking $300,000-$400,000 street projects. So we need to start setting money aside for them future, you know, capital improvements. So, and that's kind of the concept the council has used, you know, the last 3-4 years. And by doing that, we've been able to keep from having to assess property owners for a lot of our improvements.
Our assessment's going to be coming sometime, and almost have to come in the future sometime.
Yeah, eventually they will.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get to some big projects where only way to get funding is you have to assess, you know, at least 20% of the project. So
I think that's something to do that should be getting into work. So if something does happen,
yep,
that's something to fall back on. You do have a plan.
Yep.
Well, they have any reason to do the LG that we've been doing this, so we don't get to see a 12% or 14% increase in our budget like neighboring cities have seen this.
When they have to make them improvements,
yeah.
Exactly.
The only question I have, and I don't know if we want to, how we want to address this, if we want to speculate or not, but line number 79, we get fees and customs and contracts. I know at our, was it the budget meeting? Yeah, at the budget meeting, a comment was made by Councilman Oldham about two outstanding investigations going on. Just curious if $6,000 may be not enough, or unless Councilman Oldham can shed more light on the severity or rationale and what the city's going to have to recognize for potential costs going forward.
Well, I didn't hear you, Chris.
I'm just curious, the last budget meeting, you had mentioned that you have two ongoing investigations going on, like, in regards to the city.
Right.
And so, my concern is that if we only budget $6,000, these are really truly serious allegations that you have, then that we may need to have more funds allocated to that $6,000 and we may have to increase the citizens of the city's taxes. So I just would like some more clarification whether or not $6,000 will be enough, or are we going to have to be looking at more for whatever allegations you have?
I have no idea. It depends what the sheriff's department comes up with.
That's kind of normal.
He's a lying sack of crap. Wouldn't believe anything he says.
No, we just never know whatever. Well,
just to elaborate, I have a little info. I don't have a lot, but I talked to the sheriff's office about coming to the meeting tonight, and they didn't send out a deputy because there's no pending investigations out there, or nothing officially filed on the records. But I do know that Mr. Odoms has had conversations with the sheriff. I do know that he's meeting with the sheriff on January 10th on alleged possible violations by city officials. That's what I've been told. As far as that, I don't know any other info. It would be up to Mr. Odoms to elaborate on exactly what these pending investigations are. We've sat here already 18 months going through this, and I just don't understand what else is coming down the pipeline. I mean, it needs to end. It's just costing the taxpayers. That's all this is doing. It's costing the taxpayers. So I guess I don't know what it entails, what it's from. I guess it just would be nice if you could elaborate on to as to what you feel the city has criminally done wrong.
As I told the council in June or whenever it was, because I've already sent information to the sheriff's office and I talked to them yesterday. They called me. I didn't call them. And you're right. I will be meeting with them on the 10th of January. And so the information I've given to them, I will not comment because I do not want to compromise anything that's going on with them. And I made that very clear last June.
Mr. Joel, nothing has changed.
It doesn't mean, based on the information we've received from the sheriff's office, there's nothing going on other than a informational meeting on January 10th. There's no open investigation. There's no looking into anything.
I've made two complaints to the sheriff's office.
But nothing.
And that's what we're going to be meeting about. Where it goes from there, it's up to them.
But it's not an open investigation.
Correct.
So tell us what these complaints are. They're not investigating them. Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Come on. You're a moron.
I'm not going to talk about
it. You're a paranoid lunatic.
Mayor, would you,
well, you know what?
Call him.
Everybody has got the same thoughts, but they're just holding it a little more back.
Okay. That's right.
You know?
We'll find out as it progresses.
I guess, you know.
Are they pertaining to the fact that you opened up an email that wrecked your computer? Is that one of the...
I'm not commenting on anything.
Surprise, surprise.
Well,
all right, let's move on.
Yeah.
We have other business to conduct.
So, the question I have is,
well, you know what?
Do we want to count?
No. In the past, there was nothing substantiated either. I would say leave it at 6 and go from there. Because this could be just later. Anything else?
Well, not to beat the beaten path, but I think we've kind of covered everything we've been meeting on, gone over the changes. Now's the time, public and council, to bring it up. Not later at the bar, not later on a website, not later anywhere. Now's the time. For tonight, we're setting the levy and the budget. So now's the time. Speak up. State your opinion.
This is it.
Or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, this is it.
I guess that I kind of agree with Mr. Lund here. I mean, we set it at $15,000 for 2016, and I don't know what the bill, what the tally is for.
Right, about $15,000.
It's about $15,000 for right now.
Correct.
And with this loser off the council, I don't think you'll have quite as many problems. But I do think that it was, since it was cut $9,000, it might be a good idea to maybe possibly put half of that thing, if they're about half of that, make about $10,000 instead of 6. But that's just, I mean, kind of half the difference, just in case.
Yeah. Nothing to bring us back to our 5-9 again, maybe? Like we had last meeting? Maybe off the close.
Pretty close, huh?
Yeah, you're adding another percent, yeah. You know, because 1% is what, 4,400?
Yeah. So we're real close to that.
Too close to that 5.9.
Comments, public? You're out there, it's your money. Well, you had an idea from the council on the rules.
Maybe we leave it at 6. If it does go well, we'll know what happened. And all the citizens are involved, and that's what happened.
And that's a pretty good red flag.
If we put more in there, we'll say, the citizens will just say, well, there's money there, probably.
We'll go for more.
Yeah. So I think we should stop. We've got to stop. We've got to stop somewhere.
Yep.
And if it is something deleted, probably then get involved too.
Possibly, yeah.
If it goes over.
Yeah.
I think really anything without merit should be ignored.
And I know where Bob was coming with that, but I think it's, and he wants to cover his butt, I know that, but I think it's got to stop, and if it goes over that, we just know why it went over. We know that. And then the people of Hamburg will have to suffer some more. More yet.
No.
That's why.
I kind of agree that way too. Just looking at both ways. I guess like Jeremy said, this is the final. Do we want to approve the budget as stated with the levy at 5%? And what's the time? We've hashed this over enough. The numbers have been worked over enough to make it hopefully acceptable to the citizens. And they know too it's going to cost money to have the services. So. Any further discussion?
On the final levy, you would have it set at 453,197.
Hold on one sec.
It would be 463,197 because we'd have 10,000 that goes to debt service. So for the general fund, it would be 453,197. The levy would be 463,197.
I move that we set the 2017 final tax levy at 463,197.
Yep.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to set the 2017 budget levy at 463,197. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We should adopt it.
Yeah, so now just someone approve resolution number 2016-08 with the levy set at 463,197.
So yeah. That include the change in the water fee? We got to do that separate one.
Yeah, we'll do that with the fee schedule.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution number 2016-08. Dealing with the levy of 463,197. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right,
so with that we can jump into the fee schedule then.
I guess we can. Which we discussed earlier. Any other comments, changes?
So kind of what we discussed was the hall rates, upping each individual community hall rate by $100 for the hall reservations. And then also we looked at changing the hall rental fee upstairs for fundraisers clubs, to crossing that out to just changing that to benefits at $350. The local business fee would be $350. And then we discussed the pop per pound, changing that to $1. Well, leaving the pop fee for the clubs at 65 cents.
You want to go through this whole schedule and then get it all?
Yes, and then include this one. So then if we were agreeing to the 2.85% in water increase, the water meter base rate would be $21.52 a month. The metered water per thousand rate would be $10.10. And there would be no other changes there. So then we basically would be open to the next page to any other rates. The only other rate I think discussed was possibly adding a notary fee of $2. And then also that would be included on page, including the fire department officer wages for 2017.
Any other discussion?
I move to approve the 2017 city fee schedules as amended, including the notary.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the city fee schedule for 2017 with addition of the notary fee for $2. All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
And also, I guess, I don't know, Chris, you just want to make that motion to adopt ordinance number 153?
Motion made and seconded to adopt ordinance number 153. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Move on.
Okay. Only thing to go. Sorry, Dick. For city business is the joint resolution. It'll be number 2016-09 for the orderly annexation of the parcel owned by Rich and Sheila Maltz. This basically has been discussed at our last meeting. So basically, Rich and Sheila are buying a parcel of land from Lois Trage's parcel. And, well, you have already purchased that, correct?
Yep.
So now they are looking to annex that parcel in the city and combining to their existing parcel. And the only thing we needed was the township fee, which was $25. And I guess the only other thing, Dick, I forgot to tell you, is there's a $50 filing fee.
And who's that going to make out to?
You can make that out to the city, and then I'll make the check out to the state. And then once we approve that, then we just need, we'll do a joint resolution with the Young America Township. So we'd approve it, and Township will approve it, and then it's sent to the state.
Okay. So at this point, we're looking to approve joint resolution.
Yep.
Make motion to joint resolution number 2016-09.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve joint resolution number 2016-09 for annexation of property. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Well, we're on that. Maybe we may want to abstain from that.
I suppose. I abstain.
Make a motion for the township annexation.
For orderly annexation.
Just orderly annexation for the 2nd of March, 2016-09.
Bob made the second.
Okay. And then, the second.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's it, aye.
Aye.
That's good.
Good.
All right. Public Works.
It's a couple things for me. The water and wastewater services department there. We had, one of our pumps went down, grinder lift station, kicked out the overload, and bells and whistles and stuff went off, and, what ended up happening was, ended up getting the sewer guys out here, and the pump was jammed up and loaded with, crushable wipes. So we ended up pulling the pump, taking it apart on hand, you know, getting the stuff out of it, whatever, and thank God it was the pump or whatever. I need to, I talked to Jeremy today about it, I need to get somebody over there to suck all that junk out of there, and he thinks that one American might possibly have a better, but, some kind of a sewer truck or something over to, get all the junk out. There's a lot of stuff out there.
When did that pump on?
He had a lift out of his truck.
Oh, no, he had a bully voice.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise, we can't take that out ourselves.
No, we don't. Actually, it came with hook and I had a hold of the chain. And it would have been wrapped around my wrist and so everything had gone.
Oh,
but, yeah, so it came a hook and dropped down into the thing, and, put enough garbage and debris down there to kind of cushion the fall, so it was fine. So that's what we got going on with that. And then the other thing I had was the winter parking at the park. I know people have been talking to me about it. I've been a little bit miffed about it, so we made a call this morning and talked to the owners of the apartment, so you got a thing in your packet, I think. He wrote a pretty good letter to his tenants, and so we're going to keep an eye on that. That was originally set up, from what I understand, that they could park there in a snowfall event. But what's happening now is it's become a winter storage lot.
Right.
Flat tires and everything else, and so that's basically blown day to get 48 hours after snowfall. And after that, we'll take it and cover it. So.
I talked to the deputy, Mrs. Carlson, I believe, because I, with the snowbirds at night and plowing and whatever. So this was the last round of warnings. So the next ones will be citations.
You didn't get warnings this time?
I think so. There were a couple of them, no idea.
Okay.
And then one thing was that one up on Railroad, next to where Rob used to live, which is taken care of now by compliments, I think, of Mr. Trebish and the rope or whatever.
Yank.
So, the county is on board as to the citations now.
Okay.
The freebies are over.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said too, it's kind of the chronic ones.
Yeah, I call them the 20 cars.
Yeah.
That stuff will fall around there.
Yeah.
And then you gotta go back and clean it up, or I gotta go back and clean it up, and it's just, it's Minnesota. I mean, they need to be. Take it and pay attention to it, and once you write a ticket or two, it's the pocketbook they give them.
Right, it's their attention a little more.
Yeah.
And someone's just laziness.
Yeah.
If it's snowing at 6 o'clock the night before, something's going to happen.
I know he had mentioned possibly social media and a Twitter account, and I don't think that's necessary. There's signs on the streets, 2 inches of snow on one, no parking, and it is what it is.
And if the landlord, gives notices out, you got it right in front of you.
Yeah. That's pretty good letter. Well, actually, there's been several that have moved already, so I don't know if you posted it already or whatever, but there's a bunch of cars. The park right in front of that generator. Well, if that generator don't work and I gotta get the old diesel out, that cord is only so long, that's gotta go right in that one spot. Yeah. And if I can't get to it and the snow's that high, you know, people are gonna be knee deep in their basements, so.
Yeah, and the ones that are causing the trouble aren't gonna have the trouble.
No, that's just it, so. But like I said, it was pretty decent conversation Jeremy had with him. He came back with that letter and
yeah, all we were just doing was a courtesy to the tenants, you know, to, so
they
wouldn't get tickets.
I don't have a problem with it if they park in there for, like I said, a day or two until the streets are cleaned up, so I can get them out of there because, you know, now we're going to have the skating rink down there, and it's also a pain for me to have to clean that lot. I mean, I don't want to hit a car, and, you know, and a bobcat, you know, like, there's a vision anyway with your arms and everything up, and if they sit there all year, well, the snow's going to be that high, it's going to be a chunk of ice when they do move them, so.
Well, it's good, the word is out now.
Yeah, so.
But I did want to say something. When that car across the street, he told me he was due about the shovel in front of the vehicle and in back of the vehicle, and I thought that was very unusual if he had a bad back as much as he complains about it, but he was told from the sheriff's department that if you shovel the snow in front of it and behind it, there's no snowbird. And I said, no, it's got to be moved. Well, and they go and move it 10 feet. The cops did. I'm going, I don't know where they come up and start making rules for the city here. So I don't know if that's necessarily true if you said that or if that's just a hearsay. And,
I think he's dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they would have said that.
But no.
Plus, it would be an ordinance anyway if the car sits there for only a week, you can pull it anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see it done because I was kind of fed up with it. Right.
Everybody wants
it. Yeah. And I have a code, you can pick it up whatever you want.
All right, anything else?
I don't have anything unless you guys have something for me.
Not this time. Council? Yes. Thank you. Have a good Christmas. City clerk.
Just a couple things. I did a certificate of recognition, which you'll see is in your packet, for Erna Penny. Erna was a resident of Hamburg, I believe. They moved into town like 68, she thought, and was here for a number of years. So myself and Steve Trebish went and helped her celebrate her 100th birthday. She was the first one to turn 100 in the harbor. So we had the privilege of helping her celebrate her 100th birthday and sitting at the Hamburg table, as we had to sit with many other Hamburg residents that were there. So it was quite a nice event. But basically, I'd written up a certificate of recognition, and what I would like is the council to maybe make a motion and approve that December 8th, 2016 was declared to be Erna Panning Day.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to promote Erna Panning Day on December 8th, 2016, being as it was her 100th birthday. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Other thing is we put together, and we put it on the door, office hours. I'll be out tomorrow at 3:30. I'm meeting with Jaguar. So I'll be leaving the office tomorrow. The other hours here you'll see at 4 were approved at last meeting. The only one conflict we had from when the time I took off was December 27th. So we're still trying to work something out, but as of now, we have that posted as offices will be closed. The 23rd and 26th will be closed to the holidays, and January 2nd also, which will be an observation of New Year's Day. So we put on there, made a note to leave a message, and then in case of emergency.
Can we get a date for each Christmas and Christmas Eve?
Yep. What we used to have is, quite a few years ago, we did a half day Christmas Eve and a half day New Year's Eve. So then we just change that to Christmas Eve. Quite a few years ago.
Yeah, if you go back and look at the minutes online, it fits back that place.
All right. Anything else?
No.
Superintendent issues in the CSO.
Oh, yeah. That was one other thing we were going to discuss, and hopefully we were going to have a deputy here. But I think they only have one CSO right now. We haven't been able to get the CSO out for, what, 2 weeks?
I've been trying, yeah.
Which is a bit concerning when we're paying for the service.
Yeah.
So.
And we get a little bit of a discount.
Plus, Grant, so, we went and posted my shutoff notices because I couldn't get the CSO out to do it. Huh.
Well, that's kind of a situation. Well, I guess all we do is keep after.
I'll
send them out.
I'll probably talk to Commander Cheetah and Cameron on that issue to see if they're hiring another CSO.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay, we'll go on to November added claims.
Hey, Jeremy, can you, what on the para withholding here for November for 717.32, what does the plus 17 mean?
That means that's the additional amount. I think 732 was reported at last meeting, but the actual amount was 717.32, so a difference of plus 17. Yep.
I move to approve the three ACH payments and check numbers 18248 and 18249 for a total of what looks like is at
5268.98. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the three ACH payments. Checks number 18248 and 18249. Total of 5,268.98. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then with the December claims, Mr. Odoms and Mr. Gregonis didn't turn nothing in as far as meetings, so I just went off the meetings that I had on record for wages.
So we're looking at 51,713.85.
Correct.
Any more questions here?
Move to approve the six cash payments, check number 18,250 to 18,293 for a total of 51,713.85.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the three cash payments. And checks number 18,250 to 18,293. For a total of 51,713.85. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Council reports. Mr. Oldens.
I have nothing.
Nothing from the IRS.
Chris.
Just a couple of things. First thing, Councilman Trevich, myself, and Jeremy attended that League of Minnesota Cities deal on November 30th, NF. Pretty good information. We had a little bit of a comedy skit, sort of speaking, on how a council shouldn't be run. It was pretty funny. And we sat next to a couple of council members and mayor-elects from cities that are smaller, but they were bigger than us. And then we also found out that apparently when you go to the cities for one of these events, it's more of a dressy upper type of situation. And,
suit and tie.
Of a rural gathering. We were dressed like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't get the memo.
Yeah. We weren't the only ones, but
yeah.
It's just the smaller communities were definitely not dressed in a suit and tie. I kind of like the fact that I didn't have to wear a suit and tie that day. So.
Should have had a coat and tie, huh?
Suppose we needed that one as well. But yeah, it was a good event. I think we got some good information out of it. Jeremy, do you have the dates for the new training for next year already? I couldn't find
for elected officials. It's January 28th. I can forward the email to you because I think I forwarded it to Jason and Tim. So
I just, if you guys can make it, because it's awesome information. Mm-hmm. You'll get to hit the ground running pretty quickly then. I'll go to it too because I want to go to the mayor's one.
Okay.
Section. The only other thing I have is, want to thank the city and want to thank Mayor Maltz for leading this last year. And that, hopefully that we're doing just as good a job as Mayor Maltz did.
Really
took over in January.
If you're kind of...
Just wanted to say a few words very early. I went to her hands. I had the time. We had the time to talk to Johnny Miller a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. It was a good time.
You know, I think the hammer table was still all pretty sharp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were all
very sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. But, yeah, we had a good time. I was glad to go.
That's good. You couldn't make it.
Yeah.
That's
must be something good in hamburg water or something.
Oh, water.
That's true.
Anything else? Okay, I guess it's up to me. I guess I'd just like to say it was fun with you, Bob, Steve, Chris, Jeremy, Tamara. You got on well, Mr. Odom. I got a different story for you. The last 15 months were hell, but you know that. If you don't, you know it now. So, other than that, I just thank everybody and have a good New Year and Christmas and go from there.
And I also just thank Bob and Dick Maltz for services, also Mr. Odom's, even though it's been ups and downs. I always say anybody that runs and takes the position should be thanked. Just want to thank you guys for everything you've done and hope you stay connected with the city of Hamburg.
Well, probably some of us will be more than the others. So, anything else for the good of the council this year? No, they look for adjournment.
So be it.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.